Hey, what's up, everybody? This your boy. Yeah, I already know who it is, man. Pardon the noise and everything like that, man. I'm just driving, but I just wanted to get on the microphone and talk some shit. Last night was the Super Bowl, dog, and super congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, for a long time I didn't watch football, but this season and stuff, I was able to catch a few games and everything like that, and man, I just love sports and I really love football. And just growing up as a kid, being from St. Louis and we had the Rams, you know what I'm saying? It just really made you kind of fall in love with football a lot. And yeah, so shit, like I just grew up watching the Rams or whatever. And not only was the Rams were my like hometown team, you know what I'm saying? But I just rooted for like a lot of different teams, you know, and Kansas City was just one of those teams that I rooted for because I'm from St. Louis. Kansas City is just a few hours away from St. Louis, so I was just always on some like shit, it's Missouri type shit. And then every time the Rams would play the Chiefs, dog, like the Chiefs would beat their ass, bro, because the Chiefs always had good squads. And I remember when Dick Vermeil left the Rams, he went to go coach the Kansas City Chiefs, so they kind of like made me feel like kind of happy and stuff, because it was like, okay, this is the old Rams coach and now he went there to coach them. And so like growing up, I played tight end in football, I played tight end and D end, so I just always followed tight ends and defensive ends, and Tony Gonzalez was my favorite tight end ever, you know what I'm saying? And I was a Giants fan and shit. I fucked with Jeremy Shockey and all those type of players and shit like that. And then I just love the Colts because of Peyton Manning and everybody that he had, you know, he just had those offensive weapons and shit like that. And so that's just kind of how I just grew up, like watching the Jets, watching all these different teams. And when it came to playing Madden, I would just pick all of these different teams, in my career mode. And when you created a player and sent them in through the story, I would have my player play on, you know what I'm saying, different teams like the Colts, like the Vikings, like the Jets, the Bengals, and all those different teams. So just, you know, growing up, like, you know, just watching the Chiefs and everything, and just loving Priest Holmes and Trent Green and everything like that, and Dante Hall being the best kick returner and punt returner. And it was just like, man, they just always had decent squads over the years, like, and they could just never get over the hump. And then just seeing how Andy Reid got trashed his entire career for never being able to win a Super Bowl and stuff like that. So I'm just like very, very happy for the city of Kansas City, for it being 50 years since they've won a championship. Very happy to see a young black quarterback win the championship. Just to see young people always push forward and just always, you know, being resilient. Like, you know, young people rule the world, bro. And it's just like once they figure out their power for good, then they can do good with it. And so that's kind of what I see with Patrick Mahomes, you know what I'm saying? And I just think that's like the dopest shit, in him just having a bunch of weapons. Like he doesn't have the best defense in the world, but they're just good enough, you know what I'm saying? But he has that offense where if you leave him too much time on the board, you literally have to leave that dude like 20 seconds on the clock. Like if you leave him any time on the clock, he's gonna kill you, dude. And the only other player I've ever seen do that is Peyton Manning, without being able to, you know, scramble like that. Peyton is slow as shit, but Peyton knew how to keep a drive alive because he could get out of the pocket sometimes, or he'll just come up there to the line and switch that play up so quick. So the only way that you can beat Peyton is you have to have the greatest defense in the league. And every time Peyton has ever lost, it was against the greatest defenses, you know what I'm saying? And so I just used to see Peyton play the Chiefs so much growing up, and the Chiefs would always give him hell because sometimes the Chiefs would have the best defenses, you know what I'm saying? And so you would see the Chiefs go against the Broncos or go against the Raiders. Like that whole AFC West conference was just like crazy. The Raiders, the Broncos, the Chargers, and the Chiefs, dog, like those are some of the greatest battles in sports history and football history to me, you know what I'm saying? And so just growing up seeing that shit, it was just dope. And so I'm just like super happy for Kansas City. Just growing up in St. Louis, man, you just know a bunch of Kansas City Chiefs fans because St. Louis has a bunch of Kansas people that live here, you know. And and vice versa. Like, it's a bunch of St. Louis people that have migrated to St. Louis and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And then neither one of our cities has basketball or anything. We have baseball, but so it's just like kind of similarities, and it's just a few hours away, and so it's just dope to see Patrick Mahomes root for the St. Louis Blues, and, you know, and I just think that's dope. And so, like, yeah, man, just growing up, that's just how it was, man. And so I just used to root for Kansas City a lot when I was a kid. And so to see them have new life and a new joy and shit like that, it's like, I don't know, man. I'm kind of like a sucker for things that are good like that. Like, I'm kind of a sucker for, like, when the Blues won the championship, it just made me feel good as a person, and it made me feel good to see a million other people happy because the town was able to deliver them something. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I think that that type of shit is dope. Just like right now, with the Lakers going through the drought that they've went through in the last 6 years and stuff like that, and to see them now at 37 games when they won 37 games last year. And the year before that, they only won 35. And the year before that, they had only won. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, okay, to see see things get greater, and to just see how that joy, like, that can bring joy for people. And I just watched, I read a tweet from Tyrann Mathieu, and he was just talking about how his dad, he's like, he can't wait for his dad to call him from prison, because he knows that, like, in the prison, everybody was able to watch the Super Bowl, and his dad was in prison watching his son win a Super Bowl ring. And it's just something about that is like, that makes me feel good, because those are the things that matters. You know what I'm saying? Like, seeing Kobe Bryant just pass away, and he passed away with his child, like, shit like that does something to me, because it's like, I'm a parent, I'm a father, you know what I'm saying? And so certain things matter to me a lot, and it's just being happy, and it's just being joy, and it's just having family, and it's just all these different things that we don't appreciate or that we don't glorify. Instead, we'd rather trip off of people being in interracial couples and shit. Like, you know, it's just like the dumbest shit that we sit here and we trip off of and we get mad about. And you know what I'm saying? Just like the people that got mad at the halftime show yesterday at the Super Bowl. They were mad because, oh, Jay-Z gets into the NFL, and what is he going to do for black people? And it's just like, yeah, understandably, you would think that Jay would do something for black people, being that he's a black man, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to realize that he really doesn't have to. Like, you know, he's really done enough just being a black man, getting to that level to break down that barrier. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was strong in itself to be up there and to be able to make any type of decisions or things that I think, like, we don't look at. Like, and then what's the problem with Shakira and J-Lo getting up here and performing? Like, do you know how much J-Lo and Shakira, like, ran the late 90s and the early 2000s just on a music level, dog? Like, just being Latina, you know what I'm saying? And just bringing joy and hope to the Latino community. Like, bro, they were the shit. Like, Ricky Martin, Daddy Yankee, Don Omar, like, all of these different people, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're inspirational to people that look like them, you know what I'm saying? They're inspirational to kids that want to be somebody when they grow up, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, we can't look at this shit and be mad, dog. Like, other cultures, man, are important too. It's not just about black and white, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just about race. And it's like, people need to just, like, think more about that shit. Like, it's not just about race, and it shouldn't be about race all the time. Like, the thing that you niggas need to be mad at, for real, bro, y'all should be mad that Super Bowl tickets is $2,000 a piece, and it's motherfuckers out here they're out here able to afford that shit, and it's not income tax season. Like, those are the things that you should be mad at. Those are the things where it's just like, wait, how is that possible, and how can I get my bread up? Like, niggas need to be worrying about more so how can you get your bread up, how can you take care of your family and friends, how can you do better for yourself, rather than being on social media mad as fuck, you know what I'm saying, and you not getting your shit together. Like, Like, it just be, like, the most, the weirdest shit, bruh. It's so weird and it's so lame to me that people trip off the wrong shit. Like, know what I'm saying, bruh? You weren't put here to trip off of this shit. You weren't put here to sit here and judge people, my nigga. Like, God judges, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's where you get your judgment from, bro. You know what I'm saying? Unless y'all just decide to do some dumbass shit and you need to go to a courtroom and let and a motherfucker sit here and tell you that you got to go do a smooth 25. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, bro, it's like it's so much different shit in this world. And it's like niggas be tripping off the most meaningless shit ever, bro. Like shit don't matter, bro. It don't matter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's literally a little girl probably in Puerto Rico somewhere, or even in, if she's in Miami or St. Louis or anything, and she doesn't have to be Hispanic, she doesn't have to be a Latina, you know what I'm saying? She could be a little black girl, she could be a little white girl. Like, I went to school with black girls and white girls that loved Jennifer Lopez and Shakira and was trying to dance like them, you know what I'm saying? Just to show you, like that shit just... It means something to somebody. You know what I'm saying? That people can look up to people and be like, hey, man, I want to be like this person. You know what I'm saying? I want to learn how to dance. Like, think about how many people might be dancers now because of that shit. And then it's going to be another generation of dancers to come. Like, so it's like, oh, shit, we just destroy a child's dreams because our heads are up our asses because we tripping off of some dumbass shits. Like, Jay wasn't wrong for wanting to give back and give appreciation to the Latina, to the Latino community, because they don't get that much representation on the national stage, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to give him credit for that, bro. I seen nothing but Latinos and Latinas up and down my timeline who were happy because they were being represented for once, my nigga. Like, that's the shit that matters, bro. You know what I'm saying? They deserve it, too. They've been going through shit, too. They're being locked in cages right now, bro. You know what I'm saying? They're being deported. Their kids are being ripped from them. Like, so you don't think that they need something to make them feel good about themselves for once? Know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. It's like, nigga, if Metallica went up there and rocked out, nigga, we gonna be up in there singing Metallica, because I know some Metallica songs, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. It's like, last year Travis Scott performed. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we get what we get, bro. And it's just like, people just be expecting shit because they want to be satisfied. So you have to do something to satisfy them in that moment. It's not about, maybe these motherfuckers just didn't want to do that shit. Maybe these motherfuckers just wanted to do what the fuck they wanted to do, my nigga. Know what I'm saying? And not to mention, if you think of shit on a business level, you do know there is a Latin market. There are so many Latin artists who are killing the game right now. Rosalia, El Alfa, El Jefe, Bad Bunny, J Balvin. Man, it's so many of them, and they make great music, bro. And it's still culture. Like, I don't like when people be like, oh, that's not our culture. Nigga, it's everybody's culture, bro. Where do you think bachata and shit come from, bro? That shit is tribal. That shit comes from Africa and the Native Americans, bro. Those are our ancestors, bro. So this is just natural. It's a natural thing that is in your mind. You know what I'm saying? That is in your body, bro. It's, oh, shit. It's generational. So, you know, you can't sit here and be like, that's not your culture. It is, bro. You know what I'm saying? It is, whether you like it or not. You know what I'm saying? Whether you even want to believe it or not, or any of that shit, bro. It's your culture still. And it's fucking amazing. And those are beautiful people. And even in their communities, too, they deal with racism. They deal with the same shit that everybody deals with, bro. Know what I'm saying? They deal with the fact that, nigga, they were conquered by a motherfucker, and it's systematic in there too. Know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can't sit here and think that anybody's better than anybody, or motherfuckers got it dip. Like, come on, fam. Like, nah, bro. It's like, it shouldn't be like that, bro. And we should stop being so dismissive to other people, bro. If we want love and equality and all these different things, bro, you can't say you want all of that and then turn around and be dismissive in the same sentence. Like, it makes no sense. It makes no sense whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? And I just think that shit is whack, because we all need love and we all deserve love, and we have to change the world. Like, we have to change how the world thinks and moves, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of this ignorance, yeah, I feel like it comes from people being in fear and shit like that, because you fear what you don't understand. So it's just like that fear. And once you can let up off of that shit and just realize that maybe if you just have a conversation with somebody that looks totally different than you, there may be a lot in common. There may be so many similarities. And it's just like, well, damn, you know what I'm saying? Maybe this motherfucker ain't as bad as you thought ahead of time. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't have just black people in my family. I'm related to white people. I'm related to Latino people. You know what I'm saying? I have kids that are Latino. Like, so it's like, who am I to be against Latinos? You know what I'm saying? And I grew up with these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? That would be very ignorant of me. That would be very ignorant of me to be like, yo, I hate all white people. And I got cousins that's mixed who got white mamas. I have literally white aunts and uncles, bro. You know what I'm saying? Literally, bro. Straight up, bro. The realest niggas on the planet, though. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. Straight, well, straight. Hey, bro, they'll straight smoke your stupid ass. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. Real niggas, bro. But the love in their heart is so pure. You know what I'm saying? And that's all that matters, bro. Judge people on just a person-to-person basis. Not about color. Not about religion. Judge them on, was this motherfucker raised right? You know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. And I think that's just how we have to move. And I hope that my messages can continuously just, like, go there and continuously transcend, so we can just help change the world, bro. Because it's unfair that kids have to grow up in this shit and they're affecting other kids and they're hurting other kids, and then these kids turn around and they so hurt that they start committing suicide because of shit that they don't understand. You know what I'm saying? And that's very fucked up and that's very unfair, and we shouldn't be doing kids like that. We shouldn't be doing people like that, period. But especially the kids, because they the future and they have to change where we fucked up at. You know what I'm saying? And where our parents and their parents and their parents and their parents and their parents fucked up at. Eventually, we have to get this shit right. And we have to get this shit together to make this world a better place, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not just about, it's motherfuckers controlling this shit. And everybody's just falling for it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's just falling for it. There's some motherfuckers with big money that control this shit. They're sitting back laughing because, like, it's like, damn, look at these little dumbass. These dumbass motherfuckers is just, hey, bro, they sitting over here arguing about race once again. You know what I'm saying? And we getting money up under them. You know what I'm saying? We getting them out of their money, bro. We fucking them up. We getting them evicted from their houses and shit. And we just going to build a fucking shopping mall where they stay at. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's so much different shit, bro, that y'all, that we sit up here and argue and fight over the lamest fucking shit. And it doesn't fucking matter, bro. Because at the end of the day, it's still a world going on around our bullshit, bro. And it's still motherfuckers that's maximizing off of the stupid shit that they got us fighting over, bro. Know what I'm saying? And it's just real. And it's like, and I hate to see where it's like, just people be mad. Like, I'm an empath, so certain things kind of affect me more. I don't like to just see people be mean to people. I don't like to see people just sit here and dog people out and destroy them. And, oh, if Kanye does something wrong, he's a piece of shit and somebody should have fucked his wife again. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, why would you even feel the need to be that angry to say some ignorant ass shit like that? Like, that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That's very fucked up, bro. I never think like that, bro. Know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. But because you feel like you're so entitled to have an opinion and just say whatever you want, and then you think because people are celebrities or whatever it is that they shouldn't have any feelings because they have millions of dollars in their bank account, like they're not human beings. Like, nigga, can you imagine if one of these motherfuckers just knew who the fuck you were, though? You know what I'm saying? And these niggas, yeah, don't mind that shit. I was just interrupted, you know what I mean, by a phone call. But yeah, man, I don't even know where the fuck I was at or where I left off at, bro. But, you know, just like, yeah, dog, you know, people just be tripping off the dumbest shit. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm even seeing people, like, trashing Patrick Mahomes now because of, oh, they dug up some tweets. Like, this is what people do. Like, they dig up tweets, you know what I'm saying, from at a point in time when you was just dumb as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Some people be like, mad racist in their tweets and shit. So you kind of got to gauge it, like, do I believe that this motherfucker has changed or not? You know what I'm saying? But that's up to you, if you whatever you want to believe. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like people shouldn't have to be forced into shit because, you know, all black people don't have to think and move alike at the same time. All white people don't have to think and move alike at the same time. And whatever you are, you know what I'm saying? Whatever your race, religion, or creed is, it's like, it's okay to have a different thought, bruh. You're not wrong for having a different thought. You know what I'm saying? And so I kind of just hate when people make it seem like everybody has to think the exact same way and have to move the exact same way. You know what I'm saying? It's like, some people just don't be feeling that shit, and some people really just don't be giving a fuck that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be a lot of shit that I don't be fucking tripping off of, that other people be tripping off of, and I be having to sit here and think, like, am I wrong as a black person for not being emotional about that shit, not being fucked up about that shit? You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm me, and I love me, and I appreciate who the fuck I am. You know what I'm saying? And I love the fact that I have a mind of my own, and I can stand tall and stand strong on it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, people was dogging Patrick Mahomes out because, you know, yeah, they dug up some old tweets or whatever, and I guess it seemed like he was kind of in agreement with George Zimmerman during the Trayvon Martin situation or whatever it is. And so I'm just sitting up here thinking, and I'm just like, how old is Patrick Mahomes? He only 24. That shit happened like 7-8 years ago. So that would put him at like 16 or 17 years old. Do you mean to tell me, like, do you really think he knew what the fuck he was talking about at that time? You know what I'm saying? Do you really think he would understand? Like, for one, your brain isn't even fully developed that young. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing. For two, he was obviously probably just going off of some shit that he was being told, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shit that he was seeing his peers talking about. You know what I'm saying? Shit that he was seeing his parents talking about. Yeah, his dad is a black man, so you would think that, damn, from a black man's standpoint, why would you feel like that or whatever it is? But like I said, you can't expect all black people to think and move the same at the same time. Like, you just gotta stop expecting that shit. You know what I'm saying? And a kid like Patrick Mahomes, who had a professional, his dad was a professional baseball player. So I'm going to automatically think, like, nigga, if you come from having a professional dad, you know, as a baseball player, so you probably have more money than the average nigga. You know what I'm saying? Then that would mean that perhaps you grew up in some type of privilege. And within that privilege, you probably didn't grow up around mad black people, bro. You know what I'm saying? The man probably was probably never even experienced handcuffs. You know what I'm saying? What it's like to really be in a situation of a nigga judging you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you biracial, so you've been around, like, your white family probably. You know what I'm saying? And with kids that are biracial, bro, they grow up a lot of times in confusion. And it's not a bad thing for them. It's more so a bad thing for everybody surrounding, because, you know, they have to understand where it's like, okay, I have a black family and I had these black, you know what I'm saying, standards, rules, morals, values that my people are teaching. Then you have a white family where standards, rules, morals, values, and principles, where it might be similarities, but there might be a lot of differences. So you're going to experience black people talking shit about white people. You're going to experience white people talking shit about black people. You're going to have white people that hate the fact that you're black, but you're light-skinned, and they don't understand how you're black. Then you're going to have black people who hate you because you light-skinned mixed, and they don't understand why you would even claim that you black. And then they gonna trash you because your mama white. And then the white people gonna trash you because your daddy black. So it's like, in my experience from growing up around this shit, and just, you know, being related to biracial people and everything like that, they deal with a lot of them never feeling like they're good enough. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people will pick on them and judge them because, they think that biracial people feel like they're better than everybody and that they can get the job. And a lot of times biracial people might not be tripping off of that shit like that. Like, they'll know, like, yeah, I'm mixed, or yeah, I'm light skinned. Like, they'll know that much. But other people will be putting more shit on them that it's like, oh, nigga, you think you better because you this, that, and the fourth. And it's just like, what, bruh? You know what I'm saying? But me going to school in the suburbs and me knowing mad biracial people that went to school in the suburbs, yeah, they were a lot different than the biracial people that grew up in the hood, because the biracial people that grew up in the hood got to see and experience what it was like to be in the hood and got to see and experience what it was like where it's like, yeah, you a nigga. You know what I'm saying? And it's like the biracial people in the suburbs, like, yeah, some of them was getting disrespected because they was black, but majority of them was getting accepted because, you know what I'm saying, you live out there. You know what I'm saying? You grow up around those people. So how I see it from Patrick Mahomes' standpoint, it's like you was just young. You ain't know what the fuck you was talking about. And also your experience was nothing in comparison to anything that, you know what I'm saying, your counterpart, that them niggas that you play on the Chiefs with right now, that they probably experienced growing up. You know what I'm saying? They probably experienced two different things. And then I did research and it was like, oh, this nigga from White House, Texas. Texas in itself is racist as fuck, and they have all different types of nationalities. But White House, Texas, I've never even heard of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And if that shit's similar to anything, like, nigga, if you fucking go to Cuba, Missouri, where it's not a vast population of black people and there's more white people, and you might be outnumbered as a black person, a white person out there, yeah, nigga, they've been taught their whole life that you a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? So naturally they gonna think and move differently on how they approach and appreciate and accept you to something that they're not used to. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, you never know. That might have been the situation where it's like, dude probably didn't grow up around mad black people. They was probably the only black people in town, or it's probably like a few black people and shit like that. But it's like, yeah, nigga, you the star quarterback on the team. Your dad was a professional baseball player. So, yeah, bro, you probably was getting off with mad shit. You know what I'm saying? It don't mean that he a bad person. You know what I'm saying? He was 16, 17 years old when he was saying that shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like he went in on some, like, yo, black people, y'all suck. Like, nah, he was just talking about the case, and it was just like, yeah, nigga, there is no evidence or any of that shit, bro. We don't know what occurred. Nobody was there. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, you can't really knock him. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, we have to stop getting mad at people and stop just, like, being so quick to cancel people and judge people and all this, that, and the fourth, when it's like, nigga, it was shit that I said when I was 16, 17, 18 years old. Hell, when I was even 20 and 24, that I'm a totally different person now because I've experienced shit and I've learned shit and I've, you know what I'm saying, got the opportunity to be around different type of people, and they've helped me gain knowledge, and I've read more, and all these different things. You're not who you were last year. You're not who you were 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So you can't, like, understandably, yeah, what he said, I could see how it rubbed people the wrong way, but at the same time, you kind of got to give, bro, that, man, he was a kid, bro. That man ain't know what the fuck he was saying, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, now, I'm pretty sure, bro, if he ever looked back at that shit, he'll probably be like, bro, why the fuck I say that stupid ass shit? Because if you look into, like, your memories on Facebook, it might be some stuff you shared or said. It was like a time when, like, me and my homies used to just talk to each other recklessly, and it'll just be like, bitch-ass nigga, this, that, and the fourth. And it's like, I don't look at my homeboys like that. Those my brothers, and I don't feel in my heart like they bitches and bitch-ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that that's how we talk to each other, and there's things like that that, you know, I was 16, 17, 18 years old. You know what I'm saying? Who I am now, I would never say that to them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you kind of have to give people that, bro, motherfuckers ain't know what they was talking about, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's just how I feel. And so, yeah, man, for everybody out there, dog, just try to just, like, have a clear head, bro. Just try to start seeing things from different sides. Just try to empathize, you know what I'm saying? And let's just help this world just grow to be a better place, man, for everybody, dog. Real one, straight up.